y'all. Hey, it's your girl, good to see you, bee. And we are back with another episode of Dear Future Husband. I pray that you guys are doing amazing. How y'all doing? How y'all really doing? Tell me how y'all doing. Y'all really can't tell me, huh? But anyways, y'all, welcome back to Dear Future Husband. I am so excited for just what God has been doing through me, through this ministry, just different things. And I just want to say thank you for your constant just support, your constant love, whether it's on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I simply want to say thank you. And I know that God is going to do something with this podcast, with all the things that we got going on. I do know that God is going to move. So anyways, today we are going to talk about something I believe that's really important to just getting ready for the husband that God has for us, right? And we're going to talk about what do we do before the husband gets here. So many of us, I was just having a conversation today with a friend. We say that we're ready. We say that we're ready to be married. We say that we're ready to start a family or whatever it else that we've been saying. And truth is that we're not, because there's so many of us that has not really and truly dealt with our trauma. I look at myself. I'm gonna tell y'all a little quick story. You know, I was seeing this guy and I was courting this guy, and I put this guy through hell and back. And now going back, and I'm trying to realize what was going on. And what was going on is that I was dealing with trauma from my ex-boyfriend. I was slapped, I was kicked. You guys know I had the abortion, and I was really figuring out, why did God send me such a good man? And I self-sabotaged that good man, because I honestly don't know if I put in the work like I was supposed to. And sometimes putting in the work, it looks different for most of us, right? So of course, fasting and praying, it's amazing. But therapy is also amazing. Speaking to somebody about your issues, speaking to somebody about your trauma. So what do you do before the person? Before the person, you heal truly and for real. Because it's easy for us to be like, hey, everything is okay, when there's nobody around, when nobody is courting us, and when we're not dating or we're just to ourselves. It's easy to think that you're good because you're not, you are not communicating with the next person. You don't have the opposite sex that's around you that's causing these things to come out. But then when we get into courtship, or we get into friendships, or we're getting to know somebody, and we start to see red flags within us. I'm not even talking about red flags with the next person, but within us, we start to see that they'll do something, and all of a sudden that triggers up. They'll say something. Oh my gosh, that trigger is up. So I say, when you're completely healed and you're completely whole, there are some things that you're just not willing to take anymore. You're not willing to take some behavior, some other people, because you know that you have put in the work to really become that woman that God can be proud of and your future husband can be proud of. So I say, before the person, you truly heal. Before the person, you seek therapy. Before the person, and I say the person, your husband, girl, your husband, before that, you already start you already start to say, God, when my husband gets here, I'm going to talk to him about premarital counseling. I'm going to talk to him about us going to therapy together. Like, you're doing everything that you know to do. Not just praying and fasting, which is amazing, but you are also putting in the work to say, hey, I know this, that I've given this. And it could be something simple as giving this waiter or waitress attitude. It could be something as being frustrated at the light. All these are some signs that some of us have not dealt with some levels of trauma, or having attitude for no reason, or not being polite, not smiling. Because sometimes I be walking in the gym and I swear to God, I'm sorry, God, I should not be swearing, but I be mad at everybody. And I just be thinking, why are you so mad? Why your face so frowned? Like, why are you upset? And then God is showing me, girl, you have no reason to be upset. But you've dealt with so many things from your past that you truly did not let go. And now you're taking it out on everybody. We want that soft version of you. God needs that soft version of you. Your husband needs that soft version of you. Nobody wants a tough girl. I don't care what the world is telling us. They don't want that. We need to truly become Proverbs 31 woman. So before the person, we need to really be healed. And sisters, wife bays that you are, go to therapy. Get a counselor. Speak to someone. And I know therapy, child, because them therapists, they be squishy. Forget. But listen, even if it's once a month, even if it's once every other month, speak to somebody. And whatever that session, make sure it's an hour session. And whatever they tell you to do, like, hey, Mr. Therapist or Mrs. Therapist, I can't afford you every other week. But hey, I'm going to come every other month, or I'm going to come every month. So is there some activities that you can give me to work on for the next time that I see you? That is progress. And you work at it. The Bible says that the righteous man falls every time and he gets up. So baby girl, you going to fall. You going to catch an attitude the next day. But you're going to get up and you're going to continue on this journey. Why? Because your husband needs the best version of you. Shoot, I need the best version of you. Like, girl, why you? Because I just do. I just do. Because I want to see you prospering. I want to see you in a healthy marriage. I want to see you in healthy friendship. I just want to see you flourish, baby, and blossom. Okay? So anyways, y'all, I prayed that helped, Chad. Because I know, girl, I don't be trying to be on here too long. Because, honey, I know y'all could listen to my voice all day and every day. But I don't want to be on here too long. So it's going to be short. It's going to be sweet. Sometimes it's going to be 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It all depends. But baby, a quick 7 to 10, I know I could do that. I really could do that. But anyways, I love you guys every Friday. I didn't give y'all time, so don't be like, girl, why we had to wait? Girl, did I give y'all time? I ain't give y'all time. I say every Friday. So whether you're getting it at 1 a.m., you're getting it at mid, listen, I said every Friday. All right? So if you're not connected to me on TikTok, go ahead, girl. Go ahead and get connected. TikTok, Katusia B. You like, girl? Spell D. Okay, I'm finna do it. K-A-T-U-I-S-C-I-A-B. Slow down, girl. Okay, my bad. K-A-T-U-I-S-C-I-A-B. The letter B. Katusia B is my name. On Facebook, you're able to find me as Pure Love Coach. You like, girl, you's a coach? Yes, I was your coach. I'm your coach and myself and my coach. Well, I was about to say I'm myself coach. Ciao, bye. But anyways, yeah, I love you all so, so much. And I'm super excited to see what God is going to do. So, dear future husband, we want you to know that we are becoming the best version of ourselves. We want you to know that we love you with all our hearts and with all of our soul. And we promise that when we meet you, that we will not mishandle you. And if we've met you before and we have, we repent and we apologize. Dear future husband, you are literally everything that we've been praying for, we've been asking God for, and we cannot wait to do life with you. But in the meantime, between time, we are getting ready and we are becoming the woman that you can praise and the woman that you can be proud of. We love you. Your wives. Bye, y'all.